My name is Pastor Tom Nauman. I am a member of the CLC Board of Doctrine. I've been meeting in your library yesterday and today, and God's Word, which is my privilege to bring to you today, is from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 5 through 7. It goes like this. What then is Apollos? What is Paul? Servants through whom you believed, as the Lord assigned to each. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth. So neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but only God who gives the growth. In the name of Jesus Christ, who says, apart from me, you can do nothing, your fellow redeemed. How many of you have ever grown a garden? That's quite a lot. How many of you have been involved in a garden? Maybe your parents grew a garden and you had to weed the garden. Gardening is hard work. There's a lot that goes into that process. You have to till the ground, you have to dig, you have to seed, fertilize, weed, prune, finally picking. It's a pretty labor-intensive process. It can also be really frustrating because sometimes you feel like you do everything just right and the garden just won't grow. Becomes really tempting to want to quit, maybe just rototill that whole garden and start over, or maybe just never try again. On the other hand, when the garden is really producing, when everything is lush and green, it then becomes really tempting to go to the other extreme and start patting yourself on the back and think to yourself, wow, I'm a pretty good gardener. I'm telling you all this because what Paul tells us here in these Bible verses is that a garden is a lot like a church. And I should have told you this at the beginning, but right now I am a pastor in between gardens. So 2 days ago, I had my farewell service at Mount Zion Lutheran Church in Detroit, Michigan, where I served as pastor for the last 9 years. And some of you might know that I, 12 days from now, will be installed as the new pastor at Grace Lutheran Church in Fridley, Minnesota. So as I transition from one garden to another garden, I've had a lot of time to kind of reflect on all the things that God has taught me in my garden, and maybe some things that I can use in his new garden that he has waiting for me. But there's one thing, one lesson about gardens, which I think is more important than anything else. And it's the one that means the most to me, and it's really dominated my thoughts. And it dominated my sermon 2 days ago, and it's dominating this chapel right now. And it's the theme of this chapel, which is, only God makes the garden grow. Let's pray. Father, show us the way. Teach us the truth. Give us the life in Christ alone. Amen. Now, you might know that this church in Corinth that Paul was preaching to, they had some troubles. That's kind of putting it mildly. They had a lot of troubles. One of their troubles was that they were having these arguments, these disputes over pastoral preferences, over which pastor was their favorite. And it was causing a lot of anxiety. It was causing these factions to be formed. Some people wanted to follow the Apostle Paul because they liked his preaching or his teaching the best. Some people liked a guy named Apollos, who had apparently also preached there for some time. The Apostle Peter had maybe even apparently visited and ministered among them, so they were saying, well, we follow Paul, and we follow Apollos, and we follow Peter. And so Paul has to remind them. He says, what then is Apollos? What is Paul? Servants through whom you believe, as the Lord assigned to each. Who makes the garden grow? Who really opens those seeds to the soil and provides the rain and the sunshine and the nourishment? Who really deserves the glory? Only God. Only God makes the garden grow. And so he says, this is how it is in Corinth, and this is how it still is today. And there's an interesting phrase and an interesting line in that verse. He says, as the Lord assigned to each. And so for me, that assignment started 9 years ago. 9 years ago, I was a seminary senior sitting on one of these benches that you're sitting on now. And I was issued a call from the ILC, Call Committee on Graduates, so I was assigned a call. So we might say that the Call Committee on Graduates assigned me a call. What is this verse saying? Who really assigned me a call? The Lord assigned me that call. And during those years, I got to be a part of a growing garden, and it was incredible and a wonderful experience as a young pastor coming out of seminary. And we started with pretty low membership, and we almost one and a half of that in the last 9 years, and almost 30 baptisms and 40 adult instruction classes and a whole bunch of confirmations and weddings and funerals and all kinds of blessings pouring down. And who did all that? Only God, who makes the garden grow. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth. So neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but only God who gives the growth. And so when God gives such growth to one of his gardens, there is that temptation to start thinking, boy, I'm a pretty good gardener. But who gives you the voice to invite someone to church? Who gives us the ability to work a job and give our offerings? Who gives us children to baptize? Who wrote the Bible study, the Bible that we study, and gives us the skills to teach it? Only God. Jesus talked about this too. He said, I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. So all that growth and all that grace that the garden in Detroit has experienced is all thanks to God who makes the garden grow. And as you know, not all gardens grow at the same time or in the same way or at the same rate. So I was wondering, how many of you belong to a small garden? A church with like 100 or less. Raise your hand high. How about 50 or less? How about 25 or less? There's a lot of those gardens. We had a mission board member at our church recently who told us that the average size of a congregation in the United States is 33 people. Does that seem like a small garden? It might be to us. Is it small to the Lord? Not at all. Who makes the garden grow? God does. People seem to forget that, you know, half the growth of a garden happens underground, unseen. It's that root system that is deeply embedded into the earth, into the soil, and becomes stronger and stronger. So you don't need to worry about the growth of your garden. All you must do is spread the seed of his word, water it, tend it, and wait for it to grow. Because you know that's how God grows the garden, right? It's not a secret. He grows the garden through his word. He says it all over the place in the Bible, but one of my favorites is 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23 to 25. You have been born again, not of the perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and abiding word of God. For all flesh is like grass, and all its glory like the flower of grass. The grass withers and the flower falls, but the word of the Lord remains forever. And this word is the good news that was preached to you. So the good news, as in that saving gospel message, that greatest of all proclamations of all time, that Christ gave himself for you and rose from the dead. This is the seed of God's word, which is planted deeply into your hearts and which we have the privilege to plant in the hearts of others and water and tend. The gospel, that good news that God has not dealt with us according to our sins, but instead he deals with us according to his grace. And so the word of God does the work of God by the Spirit of God in the people of God. And for the Corinthians, that meant that even with all their problems, even with arguing about which pastor was the best, and instead of God simply giving up on them, or, you know, rototilling that garden down to nothing and starting over, which he sure could have done, instead he sent them a pastor, Pastor Paul, to gently correct them and remind them again and again of the forgiveness that they had in Christ, how Christ has washed away all our sins, how he paid that price of our redemption and gives us a place in God's eternal garden forever. So, have you ever grown a garden? Really, none of us have. Only God makes the garden grow. And what's interesting about this scripture is that I preached this in the longer version 2 days ago. But I also preached the same scripture 9 years ago, my very first sermon at Mount Zion, so my first and my last, and now I'm preaching it to you. And you learn a lot, you know, and from sitting on these benches to where I am now, you know, when you go through it and you're being taught all these things in school and the gospel is being poured out upon you, You believe these things, you know these things, but now I've seen these things. And I've seen miracles happen and gardens grow. And so I want you to know that everything they're telling you here, everything they're teaching you here, it's all real. All of it. The powerful gospel of Christ transforms lives, and it grows gardens, and it changes people. And it takes us from lost in sin, found by our Savior, to a place where we get to experience His eternal garden forever. So who makes the garden grow? Only God. Amen. Let's sing about that in hymn 921, on what has now been sown. I realize that this is the tune of Christ is our cornerstone, which you probably all know the parts for, so if you can sing parts, do that. That'd be pretty cool.